Welcome to News of the Galaxy, first episode. Nick, how you doing?
Yep, I'm good. Ready to do this.
Yes, let's do it.
Been a lot of preparation, a lot of planning.
Yes,
it's time.
A lot of sending emails about OneNote not working. Yeah, all right, anyway. Wow, Nick, have you been seeing the news around Star Wars Celebration lately?
I am so excited. This was the coolest one because everyone's prepared for Rogue One and... everyone's just starting to settle in from the excitement of episode 7, and it's really, really cool to see all these new episodes being planned and characters being planned, scripts being written.
Yes. Yeah, and Rebels, right? You're caught up on that.
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Almost there.
For those of you who don't know, Nick has late on the train of the Clone Wars and is... gonna watch all of that and then get to Rebels, so no spoilers for him.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hello, hey, so you've tuned into the podcast. If there's a right side of the galaxy, we are farthest from it. So yeah. Hey, anyway, folks. So just want to say quickly, me and Nick. Podcasting is hard work, eh? So we were thinking maybe we could get a third person on, somebody who like Star Wars, if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you do, and is, has a mic and is, a decent person. So, if you qualify, you can email us, and we'll tell you where to email us at the end of the show. So, yeah. Anyway.
That'd be awesome to talk with another person with a bath of knowledge about Star Wars.
Yes, it would. Right. Anyway, so we're gonna start our first segment, starting question. So just quickly, just talk about this quickly. The starting question is just a fun thing we're going to do at the beginning of each show. And it is just a funny question that we can answer, funny answers. And maybe we'll ask our listeners when we get some what their answer to the question is. So for this week's question, I'll go first. The question is, if Darth Vader had an inspirational poster, what would it say? So I just have three quick answers for this. Force choke a day keeps the light side away.
All right. What else?
So it would just say, just hang in there, and it'd be a picture of Darth Vader on Mustafar, with his one arm hanging out.
No, I haven't seen any posters of that or any, there's not that much coverage on that scene as far as merchandise or conference flag or something like that goes. I haven't seen that particular scene depicted too much.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Anyway, R2 is red. R4 is red. R2 is blue. If I were the Force, then I'd be with you.
Aw, that's a great Valentine's Day one.
Yeah, actually, I didn't. I saw that one online. I think it was StarWars.com. I don't remember, but that is a really good one. Anyway, what's yours?
All right, so this one is sort of a play off of Game of Thrones a little bit. And this is, don't hate the player, hate the game. And actually, my girlfriend's dad had a t-shirt of that. It was pretty funny when I saw it. And that's what made me say, I got to have this part in the podcast. The next one is a little bit of a dark humor one. It's Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just thought of another one, too, that was brought up over the weekend. He said... the transition from becoming a boy to a man can't become a man until you've sat through and watched every single Star Wars episode back to back in one sitting. So for those of you who have not done it yet, you are not real men. That's a requirement.
Hey, I just kind of came up with one here on the spot. A boy can only be called Annie so many times before he cracks.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, so that's our starting question, folks. If you have an answer, that'd be cool. You can email us. We'll tell you where at the end of the show. So now our next segment, what we've been picking up.
Yeah, so collectibles, merchandise.
Yes.
You've seen those bobbleheads, those pop figures?
Funko
They're
Pop.
coming out for everything.
Yeah.
I really like how they've sort of ventured into other things too, not just bobbleheads. They came out with a Stormtrooper First Order t-shirt, and I picked
Oh,
one up.
yeah.
It's really cool. Have you seen that?
Those come with the Smuggler's Bounty, right? It's the week or monthly subscription where you get, you know, some Star Wars.
Oh. Yeah, and
Hey,
that
wait.
loot box. What?
Let's save that for later, because
Okay.
I'm kind
All
of
right.
jumping the gun here. All right. So, what we've been picking up, just some cool, you know, merchandise. Maybe it's from Disney, and maybe it's just a Chinese knockoff. But we found it recently, and we want to talk about a little bit about it. So, I'll go first here. And my first thing is the HP Star Wars Special Edition laptop. Now, I'm using it right now to look at the show notes.
That's
So,
awesome.
yeah, it is really cool. So, let me just talk a little bit about this. This laptop I got for about, you know, it was about $650, not $6.50, you know, $650.
Yeah,
So,
it has
unfortunately.
some pretty good specs in it too. That's a good price, I think.
Yeah, so it has a disk drive, which is good. The keyboard is backlit, you know, Sith red, and the mouse pad is the Death Star Trench Run, which is pretty
That's
cool.
awesome.
So the outside cover is all, you know, Star Wars and kind of Empire themed, and it comes with all these cool, like, you know, behind the scenes pictures and wallpapers and such, and Ralph McQuarrie posters and all this stuff you can use as backgrounds, and it has, you know, screensavers of lightsaber battles, and it's just chock full of Star Wars stuff. It comes with a couple previews for recent books that came out.
Oh, that's
And it
cool.
has
Like
this.
on the drive when they shipped it to you?
Yeah, this all comes with it. It has
Oh,
this thing
nice.
called the Star Wars Command Center. And you open it, and you can set your wallpaper, your screensaver, and you could also change, you know, the normal HP Windows 10 sounds into, like, you know, R2-D2 or BB-8
Cool.
or lightsaber sounds and such. So, you know, when you get a notification, it'll sound like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is quite cool. I mean, it's a pretty fast HP laptop. It comes with Windows 10, and for Nick and other people who don't know, that is the thing that comes with PCs, the good computers.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yes.
Just wait.
And you know, it is really cool. It has a bunch of different inplugs, and you know, I'm really liking it. It's pretty fast. It holds a lot of memory, and yeah, I recommend it for people who need a new laptop and like Star Wars.
Yeah,
So,
I saw the back cover, or the top plate of
yeah.
it. With which one did you get? Did you get the Kylo Ren one?
I think there's only one.
I think maybe there is only one. What does it have on the front?
On the cover,
Yeah, on the top.
it's Darth Vader, and it has, like, you know, kind of scratches and dark
Yeah.
theme. Yeah, anyway.
Cool.
Also, I oh yeah. So the packaging is even super cool. It comes with you know how most computers, they come with a foam kind of to keep it sturdy and so it doesn't break it when it's being shipped.
Yeah.
The foam was Darth Vader's TIE fighter.
Oh,
So
that's
like,
awesome.
well, I mean, it doesn't look exactly like it because it's kind of stretched out, but like to hold either side of it, it's like. It's really cool. I'll put a picture somewhere.
Cool.
Anyway, here we'll go back and forth. So you go ahead.
All right. So I recently picked up one of those pop bottle or pop bobbleheads,
Pop,
and
or sorry.
yeah, that and then a Hasbro Kylo Ren bobblehead, and then I found this one really cool T-shirt.
Wait,
So
wait. So for the Kylo Ren, they have multiple ones. Is this the one where he doesn't have his helmet on?
no, this is the one that does have his helmet on,
Ah, okay.
and he's actually I think he's about 5 or 6 inches tall,
Right,
so
yeah.
it's a fairly large bobblehead. Now he has his helmet on, he has his lightsaber out. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I'll post a picture of that too. Then another one I got
Wait,
on
wait,
Woot.
just 1 second. The thing on the show notes for everybody says Oreo and broccoli t-shirt. So I'm excited to see what this is.
All right, so I haven't told Connor this yet, but this one is really cool, and I wanted to order you one, but they forced it to one per person. So I'd have to make like another account, and like I should have done it, but I'll find it. It'll be online. So, and I will post a picture of this as well. And it had, so this was a shirt that I found on Woot.com. If you haven't gone there, they have some pretty cool Star Wars stuff on May the 5th. And Star Wars Day, and whenever there's Star Wars celebrations or whenever a new movie comes out, they always have good sales on Star Wars t-shirts, Star Wars apparel.
That's like
And
always.
yeah, pretty much. And more recently, yeah, there was sort of a little bit of a low period between the release of Episode 3 and the announcement of Episode 7. So that was kind of a sad time. Star Wars just a little bit. I think everyone was a little unclear or uncertain as to what was going
Hey,
to happen,
tell that to
but
Kanji Club.
yeah. All right, anyway, so yeah, so this t-shirt, the Oreo is, obviously dark and is unhealthy for you and has a red lightsaber, and then the broccoli has a blue lightsaber and they're fighting each other in
Jeez.
this graphic. It's awesome.
I want
So
that shirt.
I know that's I wear it every day to work. So everyone knows that I'm a big Star Wars fan. So yeah,
That is pretty cool.
that was my good pickup this week. And then or last week that was the Star Wars t-shirt that I got, and then this week was the pop t-shirt of the First Order Stormtrooper.
Right,
Yeah.
that is an awesome t-shirt.
I'll post links it to him in the notes.
All right, so now back to me. So this next thing is pretty funny. I don't think you'll find it very many places. It's called Space Wars. And I picked it up when we were when I was in Croatia a couple like a month ago. And so it is a mock-up of the Black Series, not the newer ones, the one let's say it, their last model of them. And it is Anakin Skywalker from Episode 3, and he has two right hands for some reason. And it is his face is kind of all mangled up because so it's made in China and it's a knockoff of the Black Series. So it says Space Wars on the top, and it says Space Warrior under the Anakin Skywalker because I guess copyright issues, and it says Black Series, but nowhere does it say Hasbro, which makes the Black Series. So, and then it was $10. That's
That's a good
usually the
deal.
Black Series. Well, I mean, I only bought it because it was hilarious, and it doesn't look like Anakin Skywalker at all. Just the clothing represents. Because I guess they couldn't really do the face because, Disney would get on their case. But, so it was pretty funny. Yeah, and it was only $10. So that, and usually the Hasbro Black Series are $20. But I mean, this wasn't one, it was a cheap knockoff. But yeah, so that's what I got. I mean, I just thought it was funny, so I bought it. And then the other thing I got was the Star Wars. I got this, maybe 2 months ago, Star Wars Force Awakens read-along storybook and CD. So this was actually a
Cool.
couple of months ago. Well, it's not as cool as you think. This is around the time when the DVD for Star Wars was, The Force Awakens was going to come out, around April. And it was like the day before, and I was in Target, and I saw this, and it said DVD. I was like, whoa, I didn't think it was The Force Awakens, but I saw it was something like cool, like extra stuff, bonus stuff, I don't know. And then I bought it, and it is The Force Awakens for 5-year-olds. So the book has lots of pictures, and it's a short version of The Force Awakens. And the DVD is a man in a very deep voice reading the book to you. And
Like an audible or some audiobook or something like that.
And what I found kind of funny was that, so I was wondering, oh, how are they going to do Han Solo's death for 5-year-olds? And basically, I read it, and here, actually, I'm gonna go read it verbatim because I don't remember exactly what it says here. Just 1 second. All right, here we go. Got the book right here. Small hardcover book. Comes with the CD. And just flipping to that page. Do-do-do. Where is it? Ah. All right, so I'm gonna basically. So Kylo spun around and looked at Han. I've been waiting for this day for a long time. So had Han. Ever since Kylo had fallen to the dark side of the Force, Han had been waiting for his son to return to him. Now the Starkiller was about to be destroyed, and Han reached out to Kylo one last time, begging him to come home. But Kylo didn't listen. He ignited his lightsaber and silenced his father forever. So, yeah. That's an interesting way of doing it.
Well, it's
Too
funny.
soon?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But
We'll
I
just
just
see.
thought that was quite that was pretty dark way to explain it in a kid's book. But the book's pretty cool. The pictures, the art is really good. And I mean, it was $5, so
Cool. Oh,
it's
yeah,
on
that's
the
good.
bookshelf now. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's all we have for what we've been picking up. So now on to our next
Our
segment.
asteroid field report.
Yes. Cue the music.
So yeah, this
Do, do.
so my girlfriend said, "What, what kind of perfume do you like that I wear?" And I said,
Wait, wait, let's explain it first.
"Oh, what, asteroid field?"
Yeah, so folks, an asteroid is a rock floating. No, okay. So the asteroid field is just, we're kind of a collecting podcast here. I forgot to say that at the front. And the asteroid field is all the random stuff that's flying at our face. And it's not the toys, but it's collectibles and all the stuff that were licensed and not licensed that we have found online. So this is Nick's segment, so I'll let him take it away. Go ahead, Nick.
All right. So my girlfriend asked one time, she goes, "What kind of perfume do you like that I wear?" And I said, "Honestly, I don't even know what the different kinds are. I can smell the different kinds, and I think they all smell pretty
Wait,
good, but
Nick, this is
yeah.
Star Wars podcast. This is
I know, I
all right,
know."
all right,
So
all
then
right.
she
Let's see
says,
where
"Well,
you're
what
going.
should I get?" And I said, "Well, I think that and this was closer to when Episode 7 actually came out last year." And I said, "Well, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff going on. Why don't you try that special edition collector's edition of the Star Wars perfumes?" So she got the Amidala for is like royal fragrance and vanilla and something like that. So that was funny. But the coolest part was
Oh, and
the
folks,
actual. It came
we'll
in
link.
like a, huh?
We'll
Oh
include the
yes,
link.
there is a link. The coolest part was that it was actually like good quality, like looked like the hilt of like a lightsaber for a young Jedi Padawan or something like that. It was pretty good quality. So once she was finished with it, I said that I had to keep the bottle and packaging. So
Did it smell like Natalie Portman?
I have no idea, but I would imagine so. So yeah, so there was that. Some very, very, very recent news. So this happened yesterday, August 6th. So Captain Kirk from the original Star Trek, I guess,
Ah,
had
hey,
been.
hey.
Did you see this?
Careful.
Yeah. Oh, what? That's a bad word. It's okay. They all, I guess, he came and said that Star Wars should actually thank Star Trek for the success of that they've seen. And it's pretty interesting. Yeah. Well, he does come up with a point of the dates from which Star Wars came out so long after Star Trek, almost 10 years, 11 years or so.
Oh, this is the original, not
The
The Force Awakens.
original, yeah, the original Star Trek and the original Star Wars. And he was saying that the sci-fi world would not be the same place without Star Trek.
Right, because the
So
little
that's up
furry
for discussion.
tribbles have inspired George Lucas to make Star Wars. That's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just I think it was just a collection of really good minds in the same place and really good people doing hard work to make something come to life. So
yep, see, we'll see, folks. This is why we need a third person on to just balance out the Star Wars love here.
As much as I love Star Wars, I will say that Star Trek has been coming out with a lot of movies as well.
Did you see Beyond?
I have not yet.
I have.
I have to see it. Did you see it in IMAX?
Yes, in Seattle Center here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
I have to go see it. Everyone says it's pretty good. And
all right.
They're pretty good movies.
Around the end, it's just a CGI fest, and I don't know what's happening, but that's all right. It'll be getting pretty good. So
yeah. So another thing. Here's another. All right. So we went over some merchandise a little bit. We went over some interesting news from Captain Kirk. Do you think about this?
He said this.
He said this yesterday.
Uh huh. Well, yesterday when we're recording, but it'll be, you know, yesterday, many moons ago.
Many moons.
You hear
this. Yes. Well, he also said that he thanks Star Wars for what they've done, and that Star Trek has had a re-revolution or a remaking of, I guess, the originals because of Star Wars, or Star Wars played a big role in reviving the sci-fi.
You're welcome.
The sci-fi realm. So he did note that, but anyway, yeah, I just thought it was pretty interesting news to see what people had to say from both sides of the galaxy there. Anyway, just pretty interesting topic.
Right.
The next one is even more interesting.
Oh, Battlestar Galactica news? Or are we just gonna go
Except
Star Wars?
I'm pulling everything out of the crate this time. Do you think Darth Vader is gonna be in Rogue One?
Nick.
Yes, you heard this. You heard the trailer. And you heard his breathing, but...
I didn't see it. Here, well...
Did you see him?
In the next episode, we'll talk a little bit more about Celebration. I was not in the room during Rogue One. I was watching outside in a crowded Celebration Hall. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that next episode, but go on.
To be continued, then, because I have much evidence collected.
Ah.
Yes. And... is Organa, and what's the husband's name? The dad?
Bail?
Yes. Do you think they're going to be in there?
Hmm.
It's going to be interesting.
All right. So, I don't know if you heard, but Darth Vader was confirmed, you know.
Was he?
Yeah, Nick. Kind
the most recent one?
The news.
Hey, man, I am keeping up.
In Entertainment Weekly, when they were announcing all the characters the other month, you know, all the character names and who plays them and some pictures, I'm pretty sure they announced that Darth Vader would have an appearance. They never said, you know, how much of a role he plays in the movie. I'm guessing.
Well, yes, he had an appearance in Episode 7 as well, but as appearances go, he didn't look in the best of shape. What do you think about this one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's seen better days. But about Bail Organa, that one, that's a rumor going around at time of recording. I think we're gonna see him. Because the actor who played him, Jimmy Smits in Episode 3, he would be about the number of years that are between the Star Wars galaxy. So he would be about the right age to play Bail again.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I think that would be cool.
Yeah, they actually, the press release from Getty Images, I think, had a picture of him on the article. And he is looking a little bit older. I mean, of course, everyone ages, but
yeah, so
he looks pretty young for the amount of time that has passed.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I mean, they can do some things if they need to make him look older. I have confidence that if they need to, they'll do that. But I think it would be I want to see him in Rogue One because He had some he had to, he I liked him in episode 3. I'd like to see more of him, and I mean, does isn't he the one who gives the plans to help, sorry, helps get the plans. You know, he's leading the
Part of the Rebel Alliance.
he's leading the rebellion with Mon Mothma, which we know is in Rogue One
Yeah,
from
she's probably one
Rebels.
of.
Yeah.
Yes, in the trailer.
Same
That's gonna
actor as in episode 3. Oh
cool.
yeah, you, so just for people who don't know, in episode 3 there's a deleted scene with Mon Mothma, younger Mon Mothma, and the actor who I'm forgetting her name, Nick, you want to look that up really quickly while I'm talking?
Sure.
All right.
What the actor's name? Mon Mothma?
Who played Mon Mothma in, just look up IMDb for Rogue One.
Got it.
She is back in Rogue One to do Mon Mothma again, because she didn't, she was in the deleted scenes of episode 3. So that's gonna be cool. She'll get her time to shine this time. Hopefully all her scenes are not being reshot as we speak.
Yeah. O'Reilly. Javine or Genevieve.
O'Reilly.
Genevieve O'Reilly. Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna
Yes, Genevieve O'Reilly. She will be playing Mon Mothma. So, anything else on the docket?
cool. Nope. I think that's just about it.
All right. So that's our asteroid field, folks. We dodged the giant slug monster and we got out of there. Ooh, that was fun. All right, let's so now my segment, the toy report. Yeah.
This is your best one.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so the toy report, as you, it's just, so Nick talks about all the other stuff that's coming. I'm talking about the new toys or the toys that are out now. And because we're all kids at heart, and I am a kid, and so yeah, and so the toy report. I'm just gonna talk quickly about some new toys coming out. So you mentioned the Funko Pops
Yep, I love those. I think
earlier. I
they're cool.
accidentally said pop vinyl. That is not a, that's not what I meant. I meant Funko Pop. So Funko Pops, they're the little bobbleheads that you see. They have from all ranges of pop culture, TV shows and movies and Star Wars, of course. So the Funko Pops have released, actually, when we recorded this would just be about a week ago, the new Funko Pops from The Force Awakens. By now, I have already bought one.
Which one did you get?
I got Snap Wexley. He's the pilot from The Force Awakens, played by Greg Grunberg.
Cool,
Remember him too?
cool.
He has the blue helmet. Anyway, so you get these, and they come with a little stand. So they have some new exclusive ones. They have Luke Skywalker from The Force Awakens, Kylo Ren without his mask, and
That's cool.
the bottom on that is kind of snow instead of usually this black bottom where it's stand, but it's white, so it looks like snow. Where and then Rey, the same thing, on the snow thing. In addition, you know, you have Rey with the X-wing helmet, which is exclusive for, you know, I don't know, GameStop, I guess. And you got here. I'll just click on the link.
That's cool.
You got Poe Dameron here. If you just click on the link there on the page, it should take you there. Which is what I got. You got Maz Kanata with her glasses on and her goggles or whatever on, and then her goggles off. I bought the goggles on one for my grandma, and she really liked that. Then you got Poe
That's awesome.
out with his kind of orange jumpsuit flight suit on. You got a Guavian enforcer, which looks pretty hilarious because what Funko Pops do, they make the head really big, so it's bobblehead, and
Yeah.
basically they're the ones in The Force Awakens that kind of look like light bulbs on their head,
Oh, yeah.
like the target symbol. So it's basically just that for him, because
That's
this
pretty
they
funny.
make the head so giant. You have General Hux, you have TR-8er, or FN-2199, from The Force Awakens. You have Poe from the beginning of the movie with his jacket. You have Rey holding out the lightsaber, which is a Walgreens exclusive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. And then, I mean, hey, that kind of matches the scene in the movie exactly because she'll just be standing there with holding the lightsaber out as long as you have that on your shelf. And then you have Yoda, and a Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi in his kind of Endor camouflage. And then a Luke Skywalker from Empire in his Bespin uniform. So, and then
Cool.
you have Princess Leia, of course, from The Force Awakens, and a couple more, but we're not going to mention all of them. But those are out now. You can find them in most places. Some of the exclusives, you can find exclusives. But yeah, that's all of them. They're pretty cool. Yeah, I picked up the snap. So, moving on. Hey, Nick, did you hear about, you know, the Hasbro Black Series, right? 6-inch?
Yes, sir.
So, did you hear about the poll they had, or did you completely miss this?
Nope, completely missed it.
All right. So the poll they had, they do this I think every year now. They ask the fans what they want to see as the next maybe the next Black Series, and then they release them very exclusively. So what this is they're gonna release these, and after people pick one they want. All right, so anyway, this year, what they did is they voted and then they picked the top five, and
Who made it?
so top five were, I just need to click on the link, I believe Starkiller, Jaina,
Okay.
Hera. Here we got Hera and Jaina and Lando. Oh no, sorry, my
That's
bad.
a good one.
There's Nad. Okay. Go away. Sorry about this. All right. So what they did was so Jaina won. Or sorry, my bad. I need to So Jaina Solo won. She's now getting her own Hasbro series. I wanted Starkiller to win, but unfortunately that wouldn't happen. But they're also releasing Hera. A Qui-Gon Jinn, I believe, is another one, just because sometimes they want to release some of the other ones with these. And you'll have a Tusken Raider, a Royal Guard, Lando, and we'll talk about the Jyn Erso next episode, and a Sabine, and Revan was last year. Sabine and Revan were last year. But now you get a Sabine with the helmet off and the new hairstyle that she has in well, season two.
What I think is really cool is the suggestion of Admiral Thrawn from what
Oh
I've heard, the
yeah.
Rebels.
Well, what, hey,
Okay.
talk about that
Yeah, I will
next.
watch that.
We're gonna
I will watch
talk
all of
celebration. All right, folks. So that's all for the tour report this week. So now on to Lando's tip of the week. Yay! So what we're doing here is we called up Lando, and we talked to him about this deal, and he said it was getting worse all the time, but we agreed, and he's gonna come and talk to you guys and give you guys a little tip about collecting. So welcome, Lando. Well, 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 what have we here? I just flew down in the Lady Luck to tell you fine folk a little tip about collecting.
But Lando, as cool as she is, Lady Luck's not canon anymore.
Oh, right, of course. Then I mosey on down here in the Mama Tribe.
No. That's not canon either.
Fine, I walked here. The point is, I have a little collecting tip for you, the listener. If you have collectible Star Wars soup cans in your collection, you should open them, eat the soup, and keep them because they can explode on your shelf if left for a couple of years because, the pressure buildup. You know what I'm saying, right?
Tell that to Conjugate. Yeah.
Thank you, Lando. So, we're gonna have one of those each week. So, okay, that's been our show today. Hey, so Nick wanted to tell the fine the as Lando put it, the listener. where to find us, because we only have one listener right now. So
we do.
Yeah. So we're gonna finally tell you, the listener, where to find us and where to, you know, call us or not call us, email us. So yeah, and here, go ahead. So
newsofthegalaxy.com, Star Wars podcast, and newsofthegalaxy@outlook.com.
Yes, newsofthegalaxy@outlook.com is where you can email us. We're gonna put our podcast up somewhere, probably soon, maybe.
Try and get it on iTunes.
Yeah, so
we'll definitely put it on the website.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, Nick. That's Nick.
Yes, sir.
Any last words, Nick?
I think that's it. Had a great one.
I'm Connor, here at Master Control, and we're out.